This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I spread my butt cheeks with Mike Honcho.
Close your mouth.
But I don't want your life.
Oh my God!
Chocolatey.
But now, I'm not legit. I'm unlegit. And for that reason, I must quit.
Good morning, NASCAR fans.
Rev your engines up, baby!
Good morning, Wawita Nation. It is 45 degrees on December 18th, 2025. We are 1 week away from Christmas.
Yes, Christmas.
Uno week.
The birth is almost here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Christ was actually born in August.
Yep.
June. John the Baptist was born in December. They just swapped them because the winter solstice and the pagans, you know, cover up their holiday.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's your fun fact for this morning. It's been great.
Hope you guys have a great day.
It's always been fun to hang out with you guys.
Starting off strong.
Anyway.
Do your thing, CJ.
Do your...
Needs a little bit more.
Do your thing, CJ! Yeah.
We're going to have to make that an audio clip.
It's great. It's good.
Great.
Chad's got his Patagucci on. He's got his Roback, Under Armour for Teo. Unbranded.
GAP.
Gap from Jamal and...
Gap.
Nike Wawita merch from yours truly. Mm. Same shit I wore last week. Exactly.
It's all right.
Yeah, I know. It's my house. My rules. Yeah. It's like Outback. No rules, just right. Well, okay. I guess I'm still stimming this morning.
Boom.
We'll just go ahead and do these picks since we got a big old bracket to bust out. Be quick about it because Chad has to leave at 6:45.
Yeah.
All right. Final stands for week 15. We got Chad 8-16. Wait, 18.
Keep going. I was all about it.
He was all about it, huh? No, final stands of week 15. I led the way 10-16.
Great for you.
Chad, Wade, CJ were 8-16.
50%.
Was 7-16.
Not as good.
And currently. I still lead the way, 147-223 for 66%.
May have to do an end of season audit on him.
CJ is 143-223 for 64%. We got a tight race here for third. Wade is 136-223 for 61%. And Moe's right on that ass, 135-223. Chad is... just chilling in last place right now, 131-223 for 59%. So, Chat GPT has worked his way to help Chad climb that
four games,
climb that leaderboard.
Yeah,
he's not that far back.
Hello, sir.
But we're gonna go ahead and dive on in to Thursday night
football. Got
football
back in it,
and we got a big game.
So I'm gonna pick my own this week. Try to make it back.
What? You're going to pick your own?
You're going against what's He's been going working?
I have to, because if not, y'all just, if I'm even with you all, I can't catch anybody.
I don't know that you're going to sit. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. But Thursday night.
I'm in last either way.
We got the NFC West matchup.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll use this.
With the La Rams.
This week 15. Wait, week 13. Was it it's, 3 weeks no, in a row?
I said 15.
It's week 16, Chad.
It's week 16.
We just finished week 15. It's week 16.
Christmas week.
But we got the Rams headed out to Seattle. Winner's going to win the division more than likely.
Winner's going to win.
So you got the Seahawks. This is more of a pick'em game. Seahawks are favored by 1.5.
Give me the Rams.
At home. Rams are without Devontae Adams.
Give me the Rams. I'm going to go Rams.
I'm going to go Rams.
I got to go opposite. Let's take the Hawks.
Oh,
no. You have to go opposite.
It's going
to
go
him.
Opposite of everybody.
Yeah.
I have to go opposite of these two to catch. They're close together.
Now, I'm also going with the Rams. I think they get it done. Seattle can't run the football.
All right. What's the next game?
Saturday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a 4:01 start Central Standard Time. We got the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hold up.
At Washington.
So, the Law Rams and the Seahawks. That's tonight.
Yeah.
Correct?
Okay. Yep. Saturday night football.
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon football. Saturday early evening football.
There you go.
Football.
What time is the kick?
4:01 Central Standard Time.
Central daylight time. No, it's standard time.
Standard time.
We go back to daylight time one in March.
March. Yes.
Eagles, Commanders. Commanders are without Jaden Daniels. He's being shut down, so it's Mariota's team. Eagles are favored -6.5.
I'll take the Eagles.
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 He thought about Mariota.
I can't do this one. Yeah, I got to go Eagles.
No, but you know what I thought about? Me standing up here butt naked the week that they got their ass. I stand up here butt naked because they got their fucking point.
Butt naked.
Fly, eagle, fly.
Butt naked. So you're taking the Eagles, Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a game he
can't
go.
That was a sweep.
It is a clean sweep.
The clean sweep cough.
So, question: who here likes onions?
Who here likes football? Saturday night, Bay City Rollers, SATURDAY football. Packers,
Chicago Bears.
Bears. NFC North is up for grabs. Packers are favored -1.5. They are Micah Parsonless.
Okay.
For the whole season.
Are we ready now? I will take the Bears. I'm going to
take the Jell-O Pudding Pops.
I'm going to go Packers.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
Pack.
Riding with the Bears.
Ride it.
Ride him. He's riding for Lane now. Sunday afternoon football.
We don't have any morning?
No.
Sunday midday.
Midday.
Right after church.
Noonish.
12:01 kickoffs.
A little nooner.
A little nooner.
We got the NFC South matchup. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at Carolina.
Carolina Reaper.
That's right.
Carolina Reaper.
The Bucs are favored -3.
I take the Bucs.
Buccaneers.
Bushes.
Give me Carolina Reapers.
Ooh. Bucks. That way I'm opposite with somebody.
Let me get them Bucks. Let me get them Bucks.
Milwaukee.
All right, moving on. Vikings at Giants. Vikings are -2.5.
It's a doo-doo game, too. Yeah. Not like it's because it sucks, but it's basically just a straight toss-up.
I will take
it's going to be 9-8.
The Vikings.
Minnesota.
The Giants.
I'll go Giants this time. I'll go opposite of Wade.
Whatever, man.
I'm going to come.
Yeah. What do you got?
What the hell?
Yeah, let me get the Vikings here. All right, we headed to Big D. We are headed to Big D. The LA Chargers going to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are favored -2.5 if they got that ass whooped by the Vikings.
Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Law Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to Chargers.
Go Chargers.
Go Chargers.
The boys.
I'm going Chargers as well.
That one worked out for you.
Yep.
Let's head down to Miami. Tua-less. Bengals. Dolphins.
Bengals.
Bengals are favored -4.5. And Bengals. Quinn Ewers is getting his first start.
Bengals.
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 Who's getting their first start?
Quinn Ewers.
Former Texas quarterback.
Yeah.
Cool.
With a mullet.
Miami.
Miami.
Plays for Miami?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Let me give me see. Let me see. Can I get them? Bengals.
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 Yeah, it's another one I can't go against. Bengals here.
Who day?
Sweep.
Bills and the Doo-Doo Browns.
Doo-Doo Browns.
Bills are at Cleveland. They're favored -10.5.
Yeah. Yep, I'll take them.
Yeah.
The Bills.
Bills.
I'm going to take Cleveland having the most sack leader on their team by Sunday, but I'm going for the other team.
He going for them Bills.
Going for the other Bills.
Team. I'll go Browns. Good defense.
Good defense. The good Browns. Defense. The Browns, they have a good defense.
It's like shit.
Yeah.
Let me get them Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
All right.
That's now a good chance to make a move.
You know where Bills, do you know where Buffalo Bills got their nickname?
Waddle Bill.
Their first owner always wore a hat without a bill. And his name was William. Look it up.
Where'd the Buffalo come from? Yeah.
The city?
Oh, God.
At least you got it.
Big city, like, lots.
The city?
All right, we're headed to Nash Vegas, where the Patrick Mahomeless Chiefs and the playoffless Chiefs are playing a meaningless game now.
I know it sounds like he just spit all on his mic. Yeah,
Chiefs.
Sound like Lou Holtz.
Chiefs.
A little drippy.
Chiefs, Titans. Chiefs -3.
Chiefs.
Yeah, let's go with the Chiefs.
Gardner Minshew.
We'll go with the Titans.
Yeah, let's tighten up.
Tighten up, Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Going first buckle up.
All season.
I'm going Chiefs.
Ever went with Tennessee.
Okay, now we're headed to New Orleans, where the New York Jets and Brady Cook are going to take on Tyler Shough and the Saints. Saints are favored -4.5.
Second cheapest ticket of the week. This
$12?
$14. Mm. Second cheapest, though. There's one cheaper.
Who played the Saints? Who's playing the Saints?
The Jets.
Jets.
So the Jets.
The Brady Cooks.
That's cheap tickets. Follow the Jets.
Give me Brady Quinn and the Jets.
Been a minute.
I'm going to go New Orleans.
I'm going to go I'm going with the New Orleans, too.
Yeah, same for me, New Orleans.
I'm rolling with the Saints. I think that's the first time I've picked the Saints.
Wade's got a chance season here to make some ground.
I'm making ground. All right, now we're going to the late games here. We've got the Jacksonville Jaguars headed to Denver to take on those Broncos.
I'll take the Broncos.
Yeah,
Broncos favored -3.
It's who? Denver versus who?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
We're going Denver.
I'm going Jacksonville.
Denver.
Yeah, Denver going to eat Trevor Lawrence for
lunch. Hey, man,
lunch.
I was thinking about – you know, when you got family, you can come back to town, whatever you played. And I'm thinking about this last game. What if your cousin said, "Hey, cuz, man, we got you tickets. And it was to this game coming up.
And you're thinking, dang. And you, then you realize you only spent like $14.
$14 seat.
Like, no, he's giving them to us.
Yeah.
And we like, nah, cuz, nah.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to go there again.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah. I bet you none of his family was at that one.
Cheapest ticket in the house to go watch family play football.
Football.
Yeah.
Falcons, Cardinals.
Cheapest game of the week.
Falcons are at Arizona. Falcons are favored -2.5.
Give me Arizona.
I'm going to go with Arizona as well.
Give me the Falcons.
Falcons here.
I'm going Falcons as well. All right. Raiders are headed to Houston.
Hey, man, it's like he's been practicing that his whole life.
Houston. Raiders. -14.5.
Give me Houston. Give me the Oilers.
Yep, give me the Oilers.
Yeah, it's a sweep.
I'm taking Matt Schaub's for show.
Sweep it. Sweep it up. Sweep.
All right. This could be a decent game right here.
What is it?
We don't know.
Football?
It is. Pittsburgh Steelers headed to Detroit. They going to Motown, baby. Lines are favored -6.5.
I've got sunshine.
Yep, you heard my doom.
Lines. That was I'm taking the Lions as well.
Lioness. Yeah.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh. Take a chance.
Pittsburgh.
Take a chance on the old man.
The Steelers.
Take a chance on Steelers.
Steelers. On
I'm going Lions.
Lions.
The Andrew Carnegie Steelers.
Sunday night football.
Football.
Football. Weird.
It's held out like the same.
Warning, looking at each other.
Yeah.
We got the New England Patriots.
Pats.
Headed to Baltimore to take on the Ravens.
Ooh. Ravens.
Ravens are favored 2.5.
Aye. Good, sir. I'm going to take the Birds here. The Birds of Baltimore.
I'm going to take the Patriots.
Yeah, give me the Drizzy Drakes.
I'm interested to see how they play
what you
after
do?
Blowing a 21-0 lead.
When we come for you.
Pats. 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 Pats.
They're going to play football. That's how they're going to play.
Yep.
After that game, you know what?
They're going to play football.
During that game, I'm sitting here thinking, because you remember right before halftime, they were doing a little timeout thing where he would call a timeout with 2 seconds left and McDermott would call a timeout. I said at that point, I said, Vrabel, If you this much interested into this some bullshit like is, you gonna get beat. And he showed it, let them come all the way back.
Oh, 100. Yeah, I'm rolling with the Patriots as well. All right, Monday Night Football. We've arrived in Indianapolis.
Arrived at the last game. Finally, yeah.
Niners Colts. Niners are favored 6.5. Old man Phillip Rivers almost got it done last week.
He did.
Can he do it this week?
No.
I'm going to go Niners.
This goes out to a very special kid out there, Chris Meeks. Give me the Colts. He's a 49ers Niners. Fan.
Niners.
Yeah, as much as I'd love the Niners to lose against it. I'm taking the Niners here as well.
Hey, man.
And that completes week 16 of this.
Y'all was nervous.
NFL.
Y'all was nervous when Phillip came out there playing as well as he did.
Y'all, he was 18 of 27 for 120 and one tutty.
I mean, he did better than a lot of quarterbacks.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, look.
They had a chance to win the game.
Look, yeah, but like Tayo said, he didn't throw the ball past 5 yards the whole game.
He was not throwing it downfield.
But he didn't have – I mean, it's not his fault they didn't force him to.
No. I'm not disputing that.
Sound like
I ain't nervous. Pull me – run my shit. Pull me up.
He running my plate.
I ain't nervous. He's sitting like
this. I got insurance.
Me.
He running my plates
pull
right now.
I ain't even worried about it.
W-A-W-E-T-A. Wawita.
First choice.
Can you feel it?
All right, what's next?
Can you feel it?
Oh, shit.
Do-do-do-do-do.
All right.
All right.
Well.
We got to do one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get him, Don.
I don't know if I have.
We got to do one.
I haven't even updated my list in a while. Shoot.
All right.
Yeah.
Boys and girls, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
Cue the sex.
It's question time.
Yeah.
But not any question. This is CJ's challenge.
Yeah. I said 21.
He loves you very much, Francine.
Yeah.
It's Christina. You get my wife's name right.
Nobody leaves my house without sleeping with my wife first.
That's your other guy's segment. Presented yes. By While We Don't. All right, my list is a little thin. I need to actually update it. Been working more on brackets, but let me find one here.
I forget my trip book. I have to pay you in coin.
Okay, would you rather tell someone who's hard of hearing that you know the pain because AirPods never fit your ears right, or tell someone with a stutter that you totally get it because you sometimes typo in text?
Yeah.
Know which one Chad's going with. Phyllis?
Yes.
See y'all soon.
Keep Phyllis's name at your mouth.
Don't he bet the name.
Don't he bet the
that
name.
Was actual text this morning.
Don't he bet the name.
Stroked out.
My phone hates me.
Y'all don't understand my lingo.
What he doesn't understand is predictive text. There's a reason the word predictive is in there, because it goes on your texting habits.
So. Yeah, I'm going to do the predictive text. Or
the stutter. Yeah. And sometimes you typo in text.
A lot.
Yeah, I know where I'm going. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, technically, I don't notice a typo, but
yeah.
I mean, the bitch don't hear me.
Yeah.
She's not.
Where you going? Teo.
Teo. I have to tell us.
Yeah, I'll go with the stutter and the typo.
In my car, when I say call Teo, say calling Teo. Mine does this. Or sometimes she won't even answer. I'm like, hey, Siri, read text message. And then I'll say that four times. And then next time I'll say, hey, Siri. And then she'll go, mm-hmm. That's a dumb motherfucker.
Jamal's activated my Siri.
Give me the stuttering thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go stutter as well.
Stuttering thieves.
Okay, well.
That's the only way.
Okay. It's Bracketa.
Bracketology presented by Patagucci on Wawita.
Let's take a break and.
Fried by Ben's Original Rice.
Fried rice.
Fried rice. White rice.
Rice. Caucasian rice.
Chicken strip. With nibblers. The macaroni.
Nibblers.
Nibblers.
With bark.
All right, we're back.
I'm just, follow Gary Busey. He's great.
Okay, random.
Well,
I'm trying to think how we transition.
Words of wisdom for today is follow Gary Busey.
Yeah. By Chad Settle.
He's brilliant.
Quote Chad Settle.
Yes.
What the hell is this? A Saturn bugger?
Just follow Nick
Nolte. I'm stimming.
The Tomatonator.
The Saturn book. I just like the way they go.
Yeah. The first guy.
I'll be home.
Come on.
Full.
All right. We're not doing a Christmas bracket today, unfortunately.
No.
Maybe next week.
No.
You.
Because next week's Christmas.
Can
play that soup commercial I did on. Oh. I sent y'all no. Neither one of y'all.
No, we actually. Well, I did. I thought it was hilarious. But we do need to record. We need to create that one. So. All right, so we did all the other decades, but we skipped over the 70s when we started.
We did.
We did.
Yeah. We didn't skip over the 70s. We started in the 80s.
Know, let's get groovy.
We skipped the 70s.
If yeah. No.
Yes.
We would have had to do the 60s to skip the 70s.
Some of us were born in the 70s, so it's...
Oulé vous say accessoire.
Karma, huh?
Mm-hmm. I like it when he says some of us, but he's the only one here.
Yeah.
none of us.
I was just going to let it go. So to give respect to Chad's birth decade.
Yes.
Not really.
Yeah.
There's some good music in the 70s. That's why we're doing it. So yeah, we're going to do a 1970s music bracket.
Woo woo!
Go ahead and give me KC and the Sunshine Band. Get down tonight.
Well, that's Claire, not our first match.
Apple.
Damn.
So, again, as with all of our brackets, these are completely randomized. Mm-hmm. To eliminate the issue of the year the song was released, that was added to it. That is not on our bracket.
That is not the 70s.
Not the 70s.
I don't even know. It just played when I opened it.
But
this Crowbar.
Your Bluetooth. Yeah.
So I will present you with the year the song was released as well, too, this time. So first matchup, number one, I Shot the Sheriff by Eric Clapton, 1974.
What if he... That's Bluetooth.
Is versus ABC by the Jackson 5, oh! 1970.
Oh!
Well, if Jamal, you get
if it was Bob Marley, I might go there.
Give me the five Jacksons.
I'm going to take the claps.
It's just one clap. So
clap tone.
The eight claps.
Clap tone.
All right, 1-1.
He's expecting very many strands.
Let me get that ABC easy as 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to take Marlon Jackson. And Tito and Jermaine.
Okay.
This is your cousin? Damn.
Better get it right,
dog. What's his name? Marvin Berry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that new sound you've been looking for?
Give me, yeah, like I said, if it would have been the original Bob Marley, I Shot the Sheriff, I would go with that one. But give me ABC 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Easiest. ABC by the Jackson 5 will move on. That's what I would vote for. Next matchup, The Joker by Steve Miller Band, 1973.
Yeah.
Versus Dream On by Aerosmith, 1973.
I'm going with Dream On.
Dream On!
It's The Joker.
God.
Damn.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Literally, no one calls it. I like that meme, too. Yeah.
Some people call me Maurice.
Okay.
Let me get Aerosmith here.
Okay.
Got the kazoo.
I'm also going to keep dreaming and on.
I'm going to go Dream On as well. It moves on.
Dream On!
All right. Next matchup, we have Landslide by Fleetwood Mac from 1975 versus Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra, 1977.
Ooh. Let me get that Fleetwood.
Pass.
Not an option.
Hey,
this is Mr. Blue Sky.
Okay. The sun is
roll bottles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always thought that was Paul McCartney.
Roll models.
Give me Landslide. Fleetwood.
Mac and cheese.
And the chicken strips.
Mm-hmm. Let me get that Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, wow.
I'll take Smashing Pumpkins, Fleetwood Mac, Landslide.
I would have went with Mr. Blue Sky, but it does not matter. So, sure does. Okay, Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
Ain't Sunshine when she
versus
don't.
Bridge Over Troubled it is. Water by Simon and Garfunkel, 1970.
Ooh. Bill Withers, please.
It is Frank Ricard.
With Jamal. Billy.
But he's in the car.
Mr. Withers.
Ain't No Sunshine.
It's on you, sir.
Yeah. Ain't no sunshine.
Yeah. Give me Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I'm going to go Ain't No Sunshine. It moves on.
Yes.
Next matchup, Rebel Rebel by David Bowie.
Rebel Rebel.
Versus Rich Girl by Hall & Oates, 1976.
You're a rich girl.
Yes.
You're a rich girl.
I'm Daryl Hall's coolest white boy I know.
Yeah.
So give me Hall & Oates.
Let's get them Oates.
What was the first one again?
Rebel Rebel.
Rebel Rebel.
Yeah, let me get that Rebel Rebel.
I got a big truck and I like to haul oats.
All right. Rich Girl by Hall & Oates will move on. Yeah. Next matchup, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, 1975, versus Paranoid by Black Sabbath, 1970.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning.
Remember when we used to the eyebrows was talking? I said I wanted that to be my song. You give me true. That song. Give me Bohemian Rhapsody.
One for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Two for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Two.
Let me get that Bohemian.
Take Paranoid.
Three. I would have went
very, very Rhapsody, Friday.
So it'd be fun anyways.
What you going to do about it, eyebrows?
Next matchup, we have What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
What's going on?
1971 versus Rocket Man by Elton John.
I'm a Rocket Man. 1972.
Give me that Marvin Gaye, boy.
I'm Johnny Boy.
Rocket Man.
Johnny Boy.
He's vote every vote he's made, he's tried to make a joke with it.
I mean, yeah. Claps.
Claps.
I'll take Johnny the claps. Only one of them.
He's taking the Johnny, Johnny Boy.
He's the Johnny Boy, though.
Yeah.
Honey Boy.
Okay, so it's,
where are we at?
It's you, 1-2. Rocket Man has
Johnny Boy leads.
Give me What's Going On.
All right, I'm gonna go Rocket Man, so it moves on. Next matchup,
culturally biased.
Piano Man by Billy Joel, 1973 versus Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen.
I'm a piano man.
Give me I'm just not a Springsteen fan. Give me Billy J.
Piano Man.
I do like both, but I am a Billy Joel guy, so let me get that Piano Man.
So,
give me, it doesn't matter. Give me The Boss.
I like The Boss.
I would take Billy Joel, so it moves on.
Has anyone seen the movie yet?
Nope.
Okay. No.
Does everyone plan to see it?
No. Quick question. Who farted?
No.
Not me.
I did not.
Nope.
All right, next matchup, Night Fever by the Bee Gees, 1976.
Night Fever, Night
versus American Pie by Don McLean, 1971. Ooh.
Long, long time ago, I got the night fever.
Give me the GBs.
Yes, American Pie.
Yes,
wait, yes, American Pie. He said, "Give me the Bee Gees." You said, "Yes, American Pie." Don McLean saying, "American Pie."
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah.
So why did you say yes?
Confirming.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said,
"Okay."
Confirm.
Thank you for confirming Jamal's vote for me. All right, so 1-1.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
In case I wasn't sure.
Well, it must be the Night Fever.
Yeah, give me American Pie.
I like the Bee Gees.
We don't have to.
But I'm going American Pie.
Give me the Bee Gees.
I'm going to go Bee Gees as well.
I can't be mad at it.
Nope.
All right. Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, 1975 versus Take Me Home, Country Road by John Denver,
baby.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah. I'm
pretty sure that was like 80s.
80s.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
It is.
Let me get
Rhiannon versus Take Me Home, Country Road.
Fleetwood.
All right.
Give me Johnny B. Denver.
Let me get John Denver.
I will also take Bo Nix in the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. John Denver it is. He moves on.
Almost heaven.
All right. Next matchup is Let's Stay Together by Al Green, 1971.
Yeah. Wow.
Versus Take It Easy by the Eagles, 1972.
Marvin Gaye.
Huh?
Marvin Gaye.
It's Al Green. Look for the listeners.
I'll take the claps.
I like, yeah.
What?
I like, yeah.
I like, yeah.
I like,
I like, yeah.
I like, yeah, a lot.
The opposite of what Jamal said.
So you're going to go with Take It Easy by the Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles.
So 1-1.
Let me get that Al Green.
Yeah, this feels like a race vote. Give me... Give me the Let's Stay Together.
All right. It moves on.
Time out.
Where's the Hispanic vote?
Time out.
I figured he would have went with Rhiannon.
Time out.
Jamal's called time out. 20-second time out.
This motherfucker said, it's about to be the race car. And then he said, let's stay together. Yeah. Not together. He said it together.
Together.
At the end.
I let my soul glow.
Yeah, he sure did, dog. Yeah. He let all his soul glow. I'm going to take, let's stay together.
Yeah.
Not together. Together. It's together.
Yeah. Ugh. All right, refs blew the whistle. 20-second timeout's over with. Next matchup, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Oh!
What moved on?
Let's Stay Together.
Okay.
Yeah. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, 1977, versus American Woman by the Guess Who, 1977.
American Woman!
Yeah, that's the one.
Would you let me be? Pretty close. That's Louis Armstrong right there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Louis Armstrong right there.
Let me be.
Wait a minute.
Say the matchup again.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Staying Alive, American Woman.
Versus American Woman.
Give me the GBs.
That's right.
Let's Stay Alive.
I'm going to stay. Give me Al Green. Let's Stay Alive.
He's like a matchup behind.
I'm going to take the Bee Gees.
What?
Yeah,
I couldn't hear because of his cough. Okay, so it moves on. But
give me the CPR song.
Okay, and I'm gonna go Staying Alive. That's a clean sweep right there.
Queen sweep.
All right, next matchup we have "I Want You Back" by the Jackson 5, 1970, versus "Tiny Dancer" by Elton John. Ooh,
Tony Danza.
Oh man, get
closer.
Tony Danza.
And what was the other one?
"I Want You Back."
"I Want You Back" by the Jackson 5.
Yeah, dog, I'll never go against Mike and the fam.
Tony.
I do like the Jackson 5. I love the Jackson 5, matter of fact.
But I want you back.
I'm going Tony Danza. Mm-hmm. Tiny Dancer.
2-1.
That's the only reason why y'all love that song.
Man, I can't go against. Sorry. I can't go against Tiny Danza. All right.
Yes.
I do like
it. Only reason why y'all
Tiny
like
Tiny Dancer
song.
Moves on. I would have went
if Tony Danza was never born, y'all would have that
never,
song.
There would never would be a Who's never, the Boss.
Y'all would have never sang that song.
There would have never been an Angels in the Outfield.
People would have sung that song.
Angela.
It helped that they did that. All right, next matchup, Jolene by Dolly Parton, 1973.
Yeah, Jolene.
Versus Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, 71.
This should be a clean sweep.
Maybe, but what if people
give me
really
Jolene.
It's not.
Give me Jolene.
It is not a clean
Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Going to try Jolene. A clean sweep.
You went with Jolene?
Should be a clean
sweep. I'm going to go Jolene as well.
Thank you, baby. Should be.
I think Jamal is memory biased.
Should be a clean sweep.
All right, next matchup. Oh, man. All right, next matchup, Roxanne by the Police, 1978.
Roxanne.
Versus Hotel California by the Eagles, 1976.
Give me that do-do-do-do-do. Give me that Billy Idol, dog. I'm in Steve, the Police. I mean, give me the Police.
You just
man.
Laughed so loud and you pushed your microphone into your mouth, it looked like.
Hey man, it's hard for me to vote for the Police. It's hard for me to vote for the Police, man.
Like he pushed his microphone in to make him laugh louder.
Yes.
And then pull it out. All right, so Roxanne.
Yes.
Roxanne for me too.
Huh.
Do do do.
Take it back.
Do 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 do.
Night Court.
I just remember Eddie and the sale in 48 hours.
Hotel California.
Yeah, Hotel California.
All right, 2-1.
That's here today for a parking ticket.
Give me the white band trying to be Jamaican. Trying to be Jamaican. Be Roxanne.
Soxanne.
Okay.
Roxanne.
Take Soxanne.
Soxanne. We'll move on. I would have went Hotel California. All right, doesn't matter. Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple, 1972, versus Heroes by David Bowie, 1977. Not Billy Idol.
It's a good one.
David Bowie.
Let's
Sting. Let's clarify our.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not,
they all look the same.
They do. Anyway, Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple versus Heroes by David Bowie.
What's how Smoke on the Water go?
Smoke on the Water.
Okay, yeah, give me that one.
Boom, boom. Yeah, Smoke.
Smoke. Pop Smoke.
Smoke on the Water. Clean sweep. All right, Your Song by Elton John, 1970.
Mm.
Versus
a good one.
Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, 1973.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's Get It On.
Marvin is moving here.
Marvin.
Let's get
just for the listeners, on. Chad gave me a death stare. Like, if I just move it on. Marvin,
hey, he's moving on.
He's like, do it.
Yeah.
Marvin's moving here.
Hey, do hey, it. Do hey, it.
Marvin Berry.
All right, so 3. You Marvin Gaye as well? All right, Marvin Gaye's a clean sweep.
I'm good.
Over the Hills and Far Away by Led Zeppelin, 1973, versus Life on Mars. There's a question mark at the end of that. By David Bowie. I guess that's the way the song's called. Life on Mars by David Bowie.
I don't know that I know that song.
Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, neither.
I don't know that one.
figured that one might be the one, like one of the ones on
Life
the list.
Life on Mars? With a question mark?
Oh, it's just Life on Mars?
Yeah.
Is there?
Life on Mars?
Yeah.
It's a god awful small affair.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Or what's it again?
Again, I got
Over the Hills and Far Away by Led Zeppelin.
Over the hills.
Yeah.
I'll go with Led Zeppelin.
Led.
Put a little lead in it.
Led Zeppelin it is. All right. Next matchup, Benny and the Jets by Elton John.
Benny and the
Jets. 1974 versus Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits, 1978.
Give me that. Bip, 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 bip. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Benny and the Jets.
I'll take the Jets.
Benny!
Nope. Well, Benny and the Jets moves on.
I know. Sultans of Swing, though.
All right. Next matchup, The Chain by Fleetwood Mac, 1977. Versus More Than a Feeling by Lost, 1976.
Oh, shit.
More Than a Feeling. When I hear that old song, baby, it's More Than a Feeling.
Ran out of breath there.
I say it's hard to get up there. He's a little pinkish.
Give me Fleetwood Mac.
I'm going to go with Wade's impersonator.
My impersonator?
Mm-hmm.
Boston.
I'm going Boston.
I'm going more. It's more than a feeling.
Yeah.
It's the real thing.
More than a feeling it is, and it moves on. I take it you hate Fleetwood Mac, just based on your reading.
No.
There's a lot.
Every Fleetwood Mac song, you
He is gone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. next matchup. I don't know why I said number, but.
Number four.
Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, 1975.
Just moving on.
Oh, no. It's going to have to move on because I just realized it's got a duplicate in here.
Oh, shit. Well,
it moved.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah. Wish You Were Here moved up because Hotel
California
got populated.
Back-to-back brackets have had discrepancies.
It's all right. That one would have moved on anyway.
I thought you proofread this.
I thought I did too.
Proofread. Grammatical errors.
So we're going to move that one on. Next one, we have Money by Pink Floyd, 1973, versus Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen, 1975.
The chance are gone.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
I'm going to go to Boss here.
Give me Pink.
All right.
Raymond Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Raymond.
Okay. Heard that.
I heard that. I didn't cackle.
What did you say right before it?
Raymond.
Hey, Raymond.
No, you did. You said Raymond Pink Floyd.
Next matchup, Dancing Queen by ABBA.
ABBA!
Versus Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder, 1977.
Sir Duke?
You don't know Sir Duke?
Bam, bam.
Don't you play it. Bam, bam. Nobody wants to hear your speakerphone.
From your iPhone 2.
Actually, I want Dancing Queen.
That's just my ass.
That's one of my favorite songs, man.
This is for you, Murph. I'll take that out.
Yes, sir, dude.
Okay.
We have two for Abba. Dancing Queen.
May he put right that now. Trumpet right up in your ear, dog.
Mm-hmm. Tao, your vote. ABBA or Steve?
ABBA.
ABBA is sweet.
Love.
All right.
You like Steve.
You are a dancing queen.
I Will Always Love You by Dolly Parton, 1974.
ABBA.
Versus We Are the Champions by Queen, 1977.
Hate it for Dolly.
Yeah. I like you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dolly.
Queen.
Oh, sorry, Dolly. Gotta go.
That's Run DMC, though.
Gotta go with the Queen. Is it?
Yep.
I thought I had the Queen shirt.
Nope.
Oh. Watch your rubbing your memories.
Now my senses must have switched in the washing machine.
I paid my
debt. Wait, where are we at here?
These two voted for Queen.
Okay. Yeah.
Time after time.
So I'm assuming you're voting for Queen since you're singing.
I would have went with Dolly.
I will go with Queen.
Yeah,
all right. Superstition by Stevie Wonder, 1972.
Very superstition.
Versus Lean On Me by Bill Withers.
Oh!
Also of 1972.
Oh!
Mrs. Powers.
Yeah.
Take a bow, Mrs. Powers.
Sam's,
get back to class.
Yeah, give me
don't you smoke crack.
We're going to jump. Smoke crack.
You're killing your brain cells, son. You're killing your brain cells.
Yeah, give me Lean On Me.
All right.
Lean On Me.
Smoke crack, don't you?
Don't you smoke crack?
Yes.
All I have to do is stay here and be black and die. I'm going to lean on me.
Okay. Give me Crazy Joe.
Lean on me it is. It moves on.
Yeah.
All right. Was that your vote?
Yeah.
They used to call me Batman. Now they call me Crazy
Joe. No. They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they call me Batman.
All right, next matchup.
Get the train on the north. Call red. Enemy is here. Enemy is at the gate.
One of my favorite movies.
Man. Yeah, sorry.
We don't want no good teacher.
we don't want
Mr. Claus. We don't want a great principal.
Yeah.
We want Mr. Clark.
All right.
All right, that's good.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
We don't
want a great principal. We're moving on.
Not yet.
No.
I just want to point out that you and Chad are on the same team here. The three of us are quoting the greatest movie of all time.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Don't you smoke crack?
Have your mama.
I'm stimming. We're all stimming.
Yeah, sorry.
I stim, he stim, we all stim for ice cream.
For ice cream.
They're beating up Kid Ray.
Some dude beat up Kid Ray. You'd be dead in a year, son.
Stale's dying over here.
He had them Reebok pumps on with that suit, dog.
Ace.
I'm trying to look like you, Mr. Carter.
Like Mr. Carter.
Clark. Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark.
All right, go ahead, all CJ. Right.
Sorry.
Get the little cross ear.
We're ready. You can open it back.
Nah, I'm just going to close the laptop while you're all going around.
Ahead. Come on, man.
I think we done set them all now.
Sorry.
There's nothing left to say.
All right, go ahead. We only got 20 minutes before Chad is.
And we're back. Here we go.
Next matchup, No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley and the Wailers versus You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Robert Marley.
Yes, Bobby.
Marley.
Give me Barb Marley.
My vote, too, moves on. It's a clean sweep. Next matchup, Let It Be by the Beatles versus Imagine by John Lennon.
Ooh. Going up against himself.
Give me Imagine by John Lennon.
Let It Be, Let It Be.
Imagine.
Yeah, Let It Be.
I will go Let It Be as well to be the tiebreaker.
All right.
Next matchup, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd versus Heart of Glass by Blondie.
It's easy for me. Yeah, hard. Give me a Heart of Glass, though.
The Lynyrd.
Shit.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Heart of Glass.
I'm going to go Heart of Glass as well.
That's dope as fuck.
Yeah, that sounds great. Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
You can go your own way.
Versus yes. Carry On, My Wayward Son by Kansas.
Kansas.
We will always remember.
Give me Kansas.
Kansas.
Fleetwood.
1-1.
Yeah, I got to go Fleetwood. I just see Forrest Gump.
Kansas.
I'm okay with that.
I'm going to go with Carry On My Wayward Son. That moves on.
Nice.
Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd versus London Calling by The Clash.
Give me Freebird by Skynyrd, Lynyrd.
Freebird here.
Shout out to Patrick Thomas. Freebird.
Three.
I went with the other one.
The other one.
Yeah. I would have went Freebird, so we moved on 4-1. Baba O'Reilly by The Who, 1971 versus September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ooh.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Give me September.
September.
I'm going The Who.
It's been a long September. There's reason to believe.
Mm.
Different song.
Long September.
All right. September moves on. That's my vote as well. Mm. Last matchup of the first round, so we can get through that. Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who versus Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
Ooh.
Right. Won't Get Fooled Again.
Yeah.
Doom, doom. Yeah, give me CSI Miami.
Give me Rowdy Roddy.
Let me get to Who.
Rowdy Roddy Stewart.
2-1 to The Who.
Yeah, Rod Stewart. Maggie May. I'm going Rod Stewart as well. Maggie May moves on. That concludes the first round.
Yes.
I can't believe, was Rod Stewart's If You Want My Body
in
the joint? Did I vote for it?
No. Sorry. I answered your question before you even finished answering it. It was not on there.
No.
Man.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the top. ABC by the Jackson 5 versus Dream On by Aerosmith.
Give me five Jacksons.
Dream on.
Dream on.
Dream on.
Dream on it is. I vote as well. Moves on. Landslide by Fleetwood Mac versus Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
Give me William Withers.
Yeah.
Bill
Withers.
I know.
Yep. Yeah. Bill Withers it is. That's a clean sweep.
Thank your record stuck there.
Rich Girl by Hall & Oates versus Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Queen.
Bohemian.
Quinn.
It is. Yes, that's another clean sweep.
Quinn, yours.
Rocket Man by Elton John versus Piano Man. So we have a Rocket Man versus a Piano Man.
Two men.
Gosh. Which one do you want, Rocket or Piano?
Give me a Rocket Man.
I'm a Rocket kind of guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Torn on this one.
Rocket Man.
Come on, Natalie.
I think it's going to move on. Probably. So I'm going to go Billy Joel.
I think it's going to move on.
Rocket Man's going to move on, but I'm taking Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Your vote.
Red Rocket, yum.
I would have went Billy Joel. So, Rocket Man moves on, though.
That's close. He wasn't closer than I thought.
Night Fever.
Wait, what one?
Rocket Man.
Okay.
Yeah. You three voted for Rocket Man, and I voted for Piano Man.
Yeah.
Sorry, Billy.
The pianist,
yes. Night Fever by the Bee Gees versus Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Bee Gees.
West Virginia.
Yep, Bee Gees.
I like both. Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll John Denver here.
John Denver. Like, yeah. All right, I'm going John Denver as well.
Yes.
He moves on.
The Denver.
Let's Stay Together by Al Green versus Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. So we're staying.
We're going to stay safe.
I don't know if you're going to stay together or alive.
I'm going to stay together.
I'd like to be alive.
Together.
You know what stayed?
I'm staying together.
Ooh.
I'm going to stay together like Joe Clark did at East Side High.
All right. I would have went Staying Alive, but Let's Stay Together.
Yes.
We'll move on.
Okay.
Yes. I think that takes out all of the Gibb brothers from our bracket.
The Gibbs.
If I'm not mistaken.
The Pepper Gibb talk show.
Yeah.
Talking it up.
All right. Tiny Dancer versus Jolene.
Go to sleep now, Tiny Dancer.
Now, give me a Jolene.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, small dancer.
All right, I would have went Tiny Dancer as well. No shade to Jolene, though. Roxanne by The Police versus Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple.
Give me Roxanne.
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 The Roxy.
All right, Roxanne.
I remember that movie with Steve Martin.
Oh, Roxanne?
Yeah, he had the long nose.
Yeah, long nose on him.
Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye versus Over the Hills and Far Away by Led Zeppelin.
Let's Get It On.
Yep, Marvin.
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On.
Mills Lane.
Let's Get It On. Clean sweep.
Move. Gladiator ready.
Benny and the Jets by Elton John versus More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Mm. Oh, Benny and the Jets. Y'all want Benny?
Boston.
Give me Benny.
Give me Boston.
I'm going Benny and the Jets, so it moves on. Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd versus Money by Pink Floyd. A Pink Floyd versus Pink Floyd matchup.
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, Wish You Were Here.
Wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a clean sweep. Dancing Queen by ABBA versus We Are the Champions by Queen. So Dancing Queen versus Queen.
Give me... Dance Queen.
Dancing Queen.
We Are the Champions.
Dancing Queen.
I'm going to go Dancing Queen as well.
I ain't mad about it.
Lean On Me by Bill Withers versus No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley.
And the Woman, No Cry.
Yeah, give me Joe Clark.
I'll go with Jamal on this one.
Go with
Lean On Me.
Yeah, give me Joe Clark.
Let me get that Lean On Me.
No, I would have went the other one.
Yeah.
I would have went with the other one as well, but Lean On Me will
move on. Can't
be
mad about it.
Let It Be by the Beatles versus Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Give me Blondie all day.
Blondie.
Two to
it's
nothing.
Up to you.
Not up to him.
Let me get the Let It Be.
It's up to me. Give me Blondie.
All right. Yeah. I would have went Blondie as well. Moves on.
Are you mad about it?
Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas versus Freebird by Skinner.
What was it? Sorry.
Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas versus Freebird by Skinner.
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Take Skinner's.
I like Kansas, but I'm going Freebird.
Kansas.
It's tied.
It's on you.
You're my boy, Blue. We're going Kansas.
Ooh.
I like it.
Blue.
You're my boy.
September by Earth, Wind, and Fire versus Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
I just hear Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think of Captain Planet.
Mm-hmm. He's my hero.
I do.
Give me Captain Planet.
One for September.
September.
Really?
September. Yeah. Do you remember?
Captain Planet. I would have went Maggie May, but it doesn't matter. That ends the second round.
Rolling.
Yes. In my 5.0.
Yeah. So real quick, damn. Who can name me the three Gibb brothers? What were their names in the
beginning? Barry.
Barry.
Maurice.
Maurice.
What's the third one?
Well, Tony. There's actually four.
I know, but
the youngest one was Andy. Man, damn, what was the other one's name?
Leonard.
Nope.
Leonard.
Jamal.
Jamal Gibb.
It was Robin.
Robin. Damn. I knew that.
Lenny Gibb.
Maurice and Barry are the more common ones,
yeah.
Obviously. Maurice. All right. Back to the top. We've got Dream On by Aerosmith versus Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
More than a woman.
More than a woman. What song was up?
Dream on. Ain't No Sunshine.
That's right. Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah, Ain't No Sunshine.
Billy.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but.
Billy?
Billy. He went with Billy.
Oh, Bill Withers.
Bill Withers.
Yeah.
3-0.
Dream One.
I would have went with Dream On, but Ain't No Sunshine.
Dream One.
Bohemian Rhapsody versus Rocket Man.
Ooh.
Give me. Yeah, Bohemian.
I'm going to go Rocket Man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
Bohemian.
Yeah, Elton John's got better songs than Rocket Man. Bohemian.
Yeah, I would go Bohemian as well.
Candle in the Wind.
Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver versus Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Let's Stay Together.
Yeah, I'm going with Al Green.
Stay Together.
Yeah. Stay Together is a clean sweep. So Tiny Dancer by Elton John versus Roxanne by The Police. Tiny Dancer versus Roxanne.
Yeah, give me that Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer. Roxanne,
Tiny Roxanne. Dancer is my vote as well, which we'll move it on. Let's get it on.
Get it on.
What moved the one?
Tiny Dancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's Get It On versus Benny and the Jets.
Elton versus Elton.
Right? Marvin Gaye.
What?
Let's Get It On.
Oh, I was still on Tiny Dancer.
Yeah. Let's Get It On versus Benny and the Jets.
Let's Get It On.
Benny and the Jets.
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On moves on.
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On.
Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd versus Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
You can dance. You can dance.
Was it too. Wish You Were Here?
Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
You can move yourself high. That's a different
one. I'm going to go Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
I'm going Wish You Were Here to
see
move it on.
That girl. What's the
Lean On Me by Bill Withers versus Heart of Glass by Blondie.
I'm a Blondie fan, so give me a Heart of Glass.
Do, do, do.
Lean On Me versus Heart of Glass.
Lean On Me.
Do, 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 do.
Lean On Me.
It's 1-1 right now.
What is Lean On Me versus
Heart of Glass?
Mr. Clark was like a father to me.
Okay.
Heart of Glass. Lean On Me.
Yeah, I'm going Blondie again, though. Yeah. I think it's
2-2. So I'm going Blondie. Moving it on.
There you go.
Sorry, Joe.
Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas versus September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ooh, Carry On My Wayward. Give me a September.
September for me.
When our powers combine.
Voltron?
Let me get that Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Fire.
Give me the month Labor Day weekends in.
September is a clean sweep. back to the top for round four.
Well, how many we got left?
What? We're in the
Elite Eight.
We're
elite
in
eight?
The Elite Eight right now. So we got 5 minutes.
The regionals?
Yeah. Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers versus Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche. Yeah, give me Bohemian.
I'm going to take Billy Withers.
1-1.
Queen.
2-1.
Quinn.
3-1 moves on. I would have voted Queen as well.
Very, very frightening.
Let's Stay Together by Al Green versus Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
I knew it was going to get harder.
Let's Stay Together.
Let's Stay Together versus Tiny Dancer.
Let's Stay Together.
Give me the Tony Danza.
1-1.
I'm going Tiny Dancer.
2-1.
Let's try it new.
2-2. I'm going Tiny Dancer to move Elton John on. Next matchup, Let's Get It On versus Wish You Were Here. That's Marvin Gaye versus Pink Floyd.
Give me a Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
2-0.
You said it was against Marvin Gaye?
Let's Get It On by
Get Marvin Gaye.
2-1.
Wish You Were Here.
3-1. I make it 4-1. Wish You Were Here moves on. Next matchup, Heart of Glass by Blondie versus September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Give me a Heart of Glass, man.
September.
September.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Heart of Glass.
I'm going Heart of Glass as well. Semifinals. Here we go.
Final Four.
Final Four. Bohemian Rhapsody. All right, go ahead. No. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen versus Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
Bohemian.
Tiny.
It's going to be a...
Gosh.
It'll be Bohemian versus Blondie, dog.
I don't know.
I'm going Tiny here.
Also, I'm going Tiny Dancer. Yeah. Tiny Dancer moves on. I would have went Tiny Dancer as well, too. Okay. So 4-1. Next matchup, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd versus Heart of Glass by Blondie. It's a tough one. Two good songs.
Pink Floyd.
1-1. 2-1.
Pink Floyd.
3-1. Pink Floyd moves on. I would have went with Blondie.
Top tier favorite songs of mine.
Yeah.
Final matchup, sorry. So the national championship of
1970.
Tiny Dancer or Tony Danza by Elton John.
Wish You Were Here.
Versus Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Two juggernauts.
Yeah.
Two jugs.
It's going to be Tony.
Jugs.
I guess I'll go. I'll go with Pink Floyd just because I don't really have a preference.
Tony.
1-1.
Let me get that EJ.
2-1.
Wish You Were Here.
2-2.
And the CJ.
Some buck. I'm going to go Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Yes.
There it is.
So that would mean that Pink Floyd is our...
Play a song for us. Just a little bit of it.
No, we can't.
No.
We don't own the rights to
music. We don't
want
to get DMCA'd on YouTube.
You only played two today, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is right.
We knew
I'm
more
sure
than
you
we
get
thought.
The notifications, but I get the notifications on the creator app for YouTube to get DMCA'd.
You got about 30 seconds, Chad.
Your video is not available in all areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it lets you strip it out.
Oh, really?
I just leave it. Yeah. So that concludes the 70s. So we've done the 70s all the way up through the 2010s.
Yep.
So. Now I wonder if we were to combine all of them.
By your powers combined.
We did a, what was it? We used a
Rolling Stones top 100.
Yeah,
they were terrible.
And there were songs on there that I was like, man.
Yeah, there were songs on there. Anymore.
I mean, the fact that Missy Elliott was top five.
Well, we could do like a 70s through 2010s had we done a 64 team bracket in the 80s. We only did 32.
That's right. I did think about that the 80s was just a 32 song bracket. Oh. So we left out 32 other songs from the
80s. We could redo it and then go like the last 50 years.
Should just do a Christmas bracket.
Well, we did mention we would do the honestly, I have thought about putting together a special bracket for next week of just a Christmas bracket of just all the random Christmas things.
Movies.
So I'll have a special short bracket for us for Christmas next week.
Christmas.
But yeah, we did talk about doing movie soundtrack songs. So like, and that would be across all time frames.
It's that time.
I think that would be good. But then maybe we should combine all of the Infinity Stones and do a full from the 70s through 2010s, a top 64.
We take four.
We can even have playing games and do 68.
Yeah. We've done five generations.
Yeah.
You took the top eight from each.
Guarantee them 40. In.
And would we use the top eight that we have?
We could do 40. We would, and then you'd have two playing games per region.
Yeah. We could have, or we just do a massive, like, 64 bracket. Make sure all the ones that we have that won move on.
Or you just randomly pick from, if you just put all those in one spreadsheet and just go, give me 64 of them.
Right.
I got a question.
But do the 64, I mean, we...
68, we'll have our playing games.
I'd just say we take our top eight from each decade we did and then just...
And make sure those are in there. And
oh, they will be.
The rest of it's just like, you know...
Yeah, the top two that make the finals will be guaranteed in.
Yeah.
From each decade.
Okay.
I do have a question.
What? Who likes onions?
No, yes. That has nothing to do about onions.
Bell peppers?
Next week is Christmas.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard. Christmas movie or not?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
Not really, but...
To me, if you've got Christmas...
He saves the Nakatomi building.
On Christmas. To me, if you've got Christmas, like, Trading Places, Christmas movie.
We're back.
Mm-hmm. Chad, it's past your time to go. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Not to get rid of you, but I didn't want you to get in trouble.
Don't want you being late, man. You got to have the kids out.
Get the kids.
Okay, fellas. Enjoyed it.
Settle kids.
Wawita, for me, is out.
First Blood was also a Christmas movie by that same token.
Sure. Facts. All right, bro. All
right, Scoop.
Anything that's got Christmas decorations in it, Christmas movie.
That's your definition?
Yep.
I understand.
If that's the, like, the main season in the movie.
Yeah. There was a thing I saw, I'd have to look it up, but it was saying that the actual villain was not Hans in that, it was Mr. Nakatomi, because he had everybody at the plaza for
working
a
Christmas
party on Christmas Eve. Yep. Had
they
there.
Just got a big deal done. Bubby!
What?
What?
What? Jamal said, what?
The dude, and I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but... The gentleman that was all about McClane's wife that tries to save everybody and acts like an idiot and tries to...
The reporter?
The reporter?
The one that was sitting in there.
Oh, yeah, with the beard.
Yeah, and he was like, Bubby.
Yeah.
Idiot. And then they're like...
And then they shot his ass.
Like, he tell him to shut up, and it's like, he done.
I remember which dude you're talking about. It took me a second, though.
Because he gets million-dollar deals done. With all that cocaine coming out of his nose.
I'm trying to see if I can find who that guy was, but I can't.
Probably can find a diehard.
I'm looking at the cast. I'm looking at the cast list, but I don't remember which one he was.
Oh, I can tell you right now.
Of course, this is their current pictures, so they all look pretty rough right now.
Well,
like Holly's had better days. Let's just
they're sitting over a dying heart.
Yeah, they are literally. I mean, unfortunately, heart. Bruce Willis is. Bless him.
Yeah, like, bless him.
He's in rough shape.
Alexander Goodenough.
Carl. With a K. Carl with a K.
No,
that was one of the bad guys.
Yeah, no. It was a Hart Boschner.
Harry Ellis.
Yes.
Ah, okay. I thought you were talking about William Atherton, a.k.a. Richard Thornburg, who he was the reporter.
No, that was Holly's yeah. movie. She just lays him out.
The only one that doesn't look as rough in here is Reginald Bell Johnson. His picture of this cast list. He's like the only one who
Carl
look
Lewis, super. Dog.
It's from that baby oil.
Carl Winslow. Carl Winslow, dog.
Eddie.
Eddie's dead.
No, yeah. Eddie just got out of jail.
Eddie's dead.
No, it's not Eddie, man. Theo is dead.
No, Theo.
Not Eddie, man. Wrong black movie, dog. Wrong black show, dog.
Yeah.
Wrong black.
Eddie Winslow just got out of jail.
Yeah.
You want to hear something cool?
our Christmas episode will be our 50th episode.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Totes crazy.
Crazy. Ebadiah.
Crazy on
yeah.
you.
We'll have a little special short Christmas bracket. And then we're going to make Chad sing all of his favorite Christmas hits.
Yeah.
Actually, we should make him read them.
Yeah, let me get that.
Like he's in doing slam poetry.
Slam poetry.
No. That's not what he's.
22 Jump Street, baby.
We should just tell him a song and just tell him to sing the lyrics.
I thought I was going to do that without even knowing.
That's true. We were going to do that for you. We need to. I think it would be. Yeah, we should do it to all of us.
Yeah.
Just to see if anybody, like, put us all on the spot at some point.
And you have to fill in the lyrics. Like, even if you make up the wrong one, whatever you say.
Benny and the Jets would be great to start with someone.
Cause that's like...
Like, trying to get those words that Elton says at the beginning of that song.
That's like INXS, Suicide Blonde.
INXS?
NXS, you mean?
NXS? Yeah. INXS.
He's like, wait a minute, that's their name is NXS? I've been calling him INXS all these years.
I need you to know.
But Suicide Blonde.
I'm lonely.
Salad bar.
Hey, Kim, I just got the hits from INXS.
I got INXS greatest hits. Legacy 20. This is INXS.
I'm lonely.
All right, cool. All right, it's been a good episode. Been a good day. It's good to hang out.
I think we had a nerve with the NXS.
Yeah, I think we did do
that. He's lonely.
Are you worried, buddy?
There's a smile.
All right.
He couldn't hold it in for
Jamal, Wawita.
We don't lonely. Want another principal.
We want we out. Mr. Clark.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Mother liked her a whole lot.
Your mother was wrong.
Hey, that plum looks good. You got traded for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums.